Hello, and welcome to a special episode of System Mastery Bonus Content. This evening, I will be your host, John. We are going on a journey through dread. And now, let's find out who our players are. We have Jeff. Jeff, tell me a little about your character.
Certainly. I will be portraying Yancey Holset Dartmouth. Yancey is a high school water polo playing, varsity water polo playing senior. Oh, by the way, what high school are we going to?
Dartmouth High School.
Ah, yes. Dartmouth High School. My dad's the principal. I'm kind of a big deal.
Kind of.
Okay. Yancey, being a water polo playing senior, has the powers of being excellent at swimming, and because his father's the principal, and he is of the Boston Yanceys, he is quite rich.
Fabulous. Anything else I should know about your character?
Oh, absolutely. Let's see. First of all, he is recently out of the closet. This is his actually first gay date that he'll be going on today. And by the way, I feel like we didn't set this up at all, so...
There will be a double date in this scenario.
Thank you. So, yeah, this is his first ever going out in public on a gay date.
Amazing.
And additionally, last year, he was a real dick and a bully all throughout the school. Part of his tumultuous coming out process was that he lashed out against other students.
Now, how did your friends that you had accept that?
We don't know yet. He's only uncloseted insofar as he is currently on a date. The knowledge that he is on a gay date is not exactly public yet.
Ooh, okay. Secrets. Secrets. All right, and now let's meet your date for the evening. Devin, who will you be playing?
My character's name is Johnny Benjamin Good. He is a musician. He can play a guitar just like a ring and a bell. He's never seen without it. Back in the day, he used to go hunting with his dad back up in the woods among the evergreens, so he has some basic survival skills, Boy Scout level probably.
All right, so music and a little bit of basic outdoorsiness. All right, and anything else we should know about the character?
He just moved here, so he's new to the school, doesn't have a lot of friends, but he's one of those guys who doesn't really sweat it. He just seems to sort of roll his own way through the school.
Yeah, in fact, last year I was heading to his school just to bully him last year, as previously mentioned.
All right, and how did that make you feel? Do you hold any grudges? I know you're going on a date with him, but is there tension there?
You know, I'm a little concerned that this may be a setup, but, you know, I'm a pretty easygoing guy.
Fabulous. Next up, we have Sydney.
Hello, darlings.
And who will you be playing as?
I shall be portraying Ivanova Ilyovich, high school junior and exchange student. She has dreams of being a doctor, so she focuses in medtech. Her skills are medical and hot.
Fabulous. Hello, nurse. So, anything else that we should know about your character?
Pretty much that is it, basta.
All right. How have you been acclimating to being in this new country? Have you been finding the people welcoming, or is it a tough process?
Oh, it has not been hard. I simply talk about home country, make pretty face, and everybody loves me.
Fabulous. And your mystery date for the evening?
Set up by very pretty and attractive Johnny, who is unfortunately on date with someone else. Set me up on blind date with...
Ari here. Who are you playing?
Hi, my name is Eric Mannheim. I'm kind of a nerd, so I'm not really sure how I got on this date. But, you know, don't look a gift horse in the mouth, right? I'm really good with computers, and my friends say I'm really good at hacky sack, I guess? I don't know.
All right, hacking and hacky sack. You are definitely a hackmaster. Now, how nervous are you to be out on this date with the beautiful exchange student?
I've totally got it together. I promise. I've got this.
More nervous or scared?
Got a boof.
Excellent. And now that we have our players, let's set the stage. It's Valentine's Day, February 14th. The year is 2004. I don't know why, but it is. The four of you have gone out to a swanky restaurant that teenagers can afford, Denny's. It's on the edge of the city because mostly you're in a small town and you don't really have a lot going on, so you have to go a little bit outside of it to find anything really interesting. You know, the Denny's, the Walmart. You gotta drive a little.
I assume there's another Denny's in town, but we've gone to the good Denny's?
Yes, that's the bad Denny's. You wanna go to the good Denny's.
Right.
It's the Denny's with that faux wood.
My God, this sounds like where I actually grew up.
The Denny's with the reclaimed oak bar.
Yeah. It's hipster Denny's. Yeah. It's called Daniel's. So, the four of you have been eating and enjoying each other's company, and, of course, two of you are not from around here. And the other two, who are local, have been filling you in on some of the local stories. You see, it turns out some years ago that on this very night, Valentine's Day, a brutal series of murders took place. As it is said that a scorned lover went through the town angry at their loss of love and began destroying any who would have it. Now, of course, this is just a story. The bodies that were found several years ago were all found in the mill, and they assumed it was just teenagers who got a little drunk and some of the mill equipment fell on them. I mean, they were all mangled. Definitely couldn't have been a human that had done this mangling. This is machine mangling. This is professional mangling. So, the lot of you have been telling this story. How does that make you feel?
So, Johnny, tell me more about the bodies. In what state were they found?
I'm just hearing the story for the first time. These are the ones telling it to us.
Oh, dude. Okay, so, like, they found the bodies by the dealership that my uncle owns. My uncle owns a dealership. It's kind of a thing. They were bloated, purple, sort of, almost ball-shaped. And a lot of them had, what do they call them? Contusions around the neck and back of the head.
So they were asphyxiated?
Presumably, or dropped from a height was the other thing that they said, while being asphyxiated. I don't know.
Interesting.
It is interesting that my uncle owns a dealership. That is super true.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm hungry anymore, you guys.
Oh, I was really enjoying this roasted duck super bird.
Wait, okay, hold on. I didn't see that on the menu here. Did you get that imported?
This is the hipster Denny's.
You, no longer able to eat, Eric pushes away his mostly raw steak and mason jar full of flavor blasted lemonade. The four of you get up to leave and must pay your check. Everyone looks expectantly at Yancey for some reason.
Why is everyone looking expectantly? Right. I'm of the Boston Yanceys. Fine. I'm putting this one on the tab, everybody.
Thanks for the vodka, Yancey.
My pleasure.
I give him a sort of half-hug. Thanks for the dinner tonight.
Ugh, fag. I mean, wait, hang on. That's not me. That is... you're welcome.
Say you're welcome.
There it is.
The four of you head out and go to your cars. You notice that the mist has started to rise, as it does in February. The February mist, like that famous song from Gunners and Roserson.
School in Norway?
Yes.
What's happening?
Gunderson and Roserson.
Gunderson in Norway?
Gunderson in Norway.
It's folk metal at this point.
Folk metal band.
His name is Eric.
With a K.
Eric with a K, Mannheim.
Of the Steamroller fame?
Yes. Of the Steamroller family.
Anyway, the fog.
We're responsible for building all of the steamrollers in Norway. Also, Christmas tech now.
As you get to the car, a figure comes out from the mist and approaches you.
I grab Eric, pulling him to me and saying, "Protect me, darling."
It's okay. It's okay. Well, I'll protect you. Yeah, I'll protect you.
I should be looking at the jock.
Sup, bro? By the way, John, did you want to, at some point during this, explain what the game we're playing is?
No.
Let it happen organically.
I mean, because we're about to have to enter into stuff that involves the game, so...
Oh, I know. I'll explain that.
Okay, great. Well, then I trust you. Sup, bro?
Bad plan.
Wildcats for life, right?
Wildcats, do or die. Says the voice from out of the mist as Officer Jorgensen pops up.
Whatever the like Norway word for wildcats is.
I think it's wildcats.
Voldkatsen.
Wildcats in heavy woolen sweaters.
I meet you, they strike up camaraderie.
What are you kids doing out tonight? Don't you know it's a misty evening?
Because we kids should not be out on foggy evening.
Nah, don't you know it's dangerous out here in these dark times?
I'm off season, bro. I'm packing on carbs and protein.
Good. You better win us that title.
They don't call me whole set because of other things that I totally do not do.
Of course. All right, you kids, you be careful. We've gotten some strange warnings out there. Some people have been seeing some things. So just... if you're gonna go somewhere, go together. Stay safe.
What kind of things?
Weird things. Things in the mist.
Okay. Fortunately, as medical student, I always have backpack on me. Just mandatorily. Comes out of, it is always on me.
That is a known quantity about medical students.
Good. You may need that backpack for unspecified reasons.
Is it just me, or is this guy being, like, super weird? Like, this guy's really creeping me out.
No, he's being wholly informative.
Don't worry. It's just a speech impediment. Officer Jorgen gets into his squad car and drives away.
Is that a real thing? Like, can
a
you
squad
actually
car?
Have...
Yeah, it's a real thing.
Can you actually have that sort of speech impediment?
I've got one that makes me sound sarcastic.
It's called Shatnerism. It's very important.
Alright. So, the four of you get into the car and head off to Lover's Lane, which isn't really so much of a lane as it is a windy dirt road that heads up to an overlook for the city, which is not much of a city as a dirt road.
Thanks, GM. Good job.
Alright. Up there, you guys can... go wherever you wish.
Well, I mean, not to speak out of turn or nothing, but this is my Trans Am. So,
are we in the back seat?
Get out of my back seat.
I'm sorry. Just you telling someone to get out of your back seat. I was amused.
That's fine. I like stars anyway. We get out of back seat and go on sit on trunk.
Yeah, or
so
like
there is view of city.
There's also like a cool like forest over there, like
that forest is cool.
Yeah,
bro, I'm gonna play you the most romantic modern middle American punk music that 2004 has to offer. I hope you like Jimmy Eat World as much as I do.
I was going to say, either that or Smash Mouth.
Tell me, Johnny, do you like Jimmy Eat World?
I love everything that is on the radio.
Everything. Literally everything.
Hey, don't write yourself off yet. It's only been left up. Look down. Oh, done.
After this, is he going to start calling it Johnny Eat World?
Oh, the world is my penis.
Get out.
I'm still moderately uncomfortable with that.
Alright, so.
But forest looks interesting. I think we should go look under stars. Want to give me tour?
Sure, yeah, 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 please. See you two later.
Later, nerds.
Someone's talking outside the car.
The two of you begin to walk off, but as you leave, you hear a scream in the distance. Do you investigate? You also hear a scream, kind of muffled, from outside.
Oh, man, I will, I'm thinking about this.
Slowly put your arm around your date.
Carefully reach my right arm forward and turn up the Jimmy Eat World.
Does that backpack of yours have a flashlight?
Why, yes! Click. I do provide my own sound effects.
Click.
Click.
Good. Thank you. Thank you for being a Foley artist as well.
For the record, she made that click noise by holding two coconuts approximately 8 inches apart.
Just broke some celery.
Now, at that point, someone brought celery in from offstage and a couple of smashed tomatoes, and then she made a click sound with her mouth.
He is exactly correct.
All right. You two begin to walk into the woods. When suddenly, against your window on the car, a bloody hand slams into the window.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, shit, shit, shit.
You hear a thump. What do you do?
Oh, God. I attempt to start the car.
You're fumbling for your keys. They fall. They fall to the ground. You're trying to find them, and you accidentally knock out the parking brake and begin rolling forward. Something's happened to your car.
Oh, no, dude. We are... Fuck!
You are fuck!
Quick, let's jump out of the car!
Okay, I will make one attempt to slam on the brakes of the car.
You attempt to slam on the brakes as you hear a scream as your tires go over the man who just slammed into your window, but the brakes themselves seem to do nothing. It appears as though something's wrong with your brake line.
Man... I'm going to have to take this to my uncle's dealership, but in the meantime, I'm going to have to jump out.
All right. In order to jump out safely, I'm going to need you to pull a tile.
As the GM now, pulls out three tiles.
Can we please explain the game at this point?
Yes, that is what I was about to do. The way that this works is any time one of these characters is forced to do something under less than perfect circumstances or something outside of their skill purview, they'll need to pull a tile from our Jenga tower.
But not just any Jenga tower.
It's Love Jenga.
Mwah!
So there are different weird little love dares on there that we will attempt to incorporate into the story. But the
badly
way this works...
translated love dares.
The way this works is you can decide not to pull the tile if you'd rather not take a chance of a consequence, because the consequence is... if you pull a tile and the tower falls, you have had a fatal accident. So, the pulling of a tile will go to the first person to jump out.
I'm going to go ahead and let him do it. I'm going to go down with the Trans Am until such time as my date is safe.
Johnny, please pull a tile.
All right, let's see how this goes.
Get it. Get it.
Oh, yeah.
All right. You fall from the car safely. You tuck and roll, as you've seen so many times in the movies. Your date is out safely, and appears to be landing right next to the bloody individual that is asking, groping for your help.
Well, I've never missed second base on a date before. I'm not ready to give up yet.
All right, would you like to jump from the car as it continues to roll forward?
Indeed.
Oh.
Going from the bottom, a bold move.
Going from or for the bottom, given the context of his date?
Oh, definitely from. 100% from.
Okay. As you approach the person you are on the date with, Johnny, the dying man is coming towards you, just scrambling on the ground,
seems to be bleeding out, and in his hand he holds a shitty cell phone. Just a real bad one. It's got blood all over it, but inside of it is a picture that he's taken. Please, I don't care about me. Cindy, you have to help Cindy. She's the love of my life. I need her to be safe. We first met when we were just children. Just children. I can remember it now. We were playing on a swing set and I... As the tiles pulled were, use 1 minute to describe your first love and use the photographing function of your mobile to take a photo for the one you like.
Good job, GM.
Johnny's going to look vaguely confused at this sudden burst of exposition from a dying guy.
You can attempt to save him, although unfortunately the one with medical training is not with you.
Off looking for a victim.
Does it cost us any tile pulls to shout for help?
No, you can shout for help without pulling the tile.
Okay, and as a second question, what happened to my car?
It is continually rolling, and... crunch! Right into a tree.
Okay, anything else happening? Is it quiet? On fire?
Oh, it's quietly on fire,
it's
yeah.
Quietly on fire.
It's one of those quiet fires. It's having a bit of a quiet riot.
Right.
You could put it on at Christmas and let it burn in the background.
Can I ask at least just one important question about the car?
The Jimmy Eat World CD is ruined.
Oh. Wah, wah.
Meanwhile, in the forest...
Meanwhile, I'm looking for a source of scream. I hear someone in trouble and I must go help.
Do you want to run through the woods to them or take your time?
We're not taking our time. We are carefully navigating because I am afraid of dark circumstances, but I am still looking for a victim. Carefully.
Okay. You hear the screams for help, and make your way carefully towards them.
Trying not to make too much noise, but of course, unfortunately, a single happens here and there.
Yes. You reach a small clearing, and you see someone with a picnic set up, it looks like. And they're just turned onto their side, and they've got a nice little picnic set up, and it looks like they're just waiting for someone to come back. Their head is propped up onto their hand as they lie down on the blanket.
Yeah, that's definitely dead.
So wait, they look like, is this the Burt Reynolds pose?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I mean, not with the leg up, but with the hands.
But very much, most definitely.
Yeah.
I did. But still, of course I need to go, hello, excuse me, are you okay? No response, I assume.
Hey, person!
We, of course, go up and poke shoulder.
With stick.
I assume they fall over dead.
No, they fall over alive.
Oh!
But carved into their throat is a heart. You can try and stabilize her wounds and see if you can get her able to move. But for now, she seems to be unconscious from the pain.
I assume she would be. So, seeing if she has a pulse, does she have one?
It's weak, but it's there.
Then I am going to attempt to save her.
All right. As you are the one with medical training, you pull bandages out of your backpack, because of course there are bandages in your backpack.
Snatch!
You bandage up the wounds and wait a second, and then from the distance you hear a loud crunch and a quiet fire.
I don't know why. I can't hear it, but I know that it's a fire.
Does
somehow.
It sound kind of vaguely George Carlin-ish? Some saxophone from the distance. I'm never gonna dance again.
We don't need no stinking bandages.
Well, actually, I'm thinking about bandages. Is my hot, hot heat CD okay?
Sure.
Oddly enough, yes.
Hooray!
Because you left it at home.
Are you searching the car? Is that what we...
Well, he died, right? I mean...
So in attempting to save the victim, do I manage to stabilize her?
You managed to stabilize her.
What happened to you? Who did this?
As she attempts to speak, blood still sort of in her throat, she coughs. Behind you!
We turn around suddenly!
Coming through the woods is a large wooden object. Would you like to get out of the way, Eric?
I would very much like to, yes. Roll for duck.
Please draw a tile.
Don't fuck it up.
Fuck it up.
Don't. Oh, holy shit!
All right, as you duck, the victim falls down to the left of you. He tells you, run! As another wooden spear, perhaps, goes flying out and spears her through the chest.
Holy shit!
You should probably follow the instructions of the person on your left.
Run!
All right, so let's book it.
We book it back towards the car.
Okay, in order to run through the forest without, of course, tripping and falling...
And peeking the mic.
Pull a tile, if you would like to. Or you can slowly make your way back.
I'm gonna fucking run. Checking for all of the bits.
Check. One hand.
One hand?
This is dread rolls.
Dread rolls, one hand.
Yes.
There we go. Oh, no.
Shit. Success.
That's fine, not the tower.
Yeah.
As you are running successfully by, you also see a little note that was caught up from her that got stuck to you as you were running.
Wow. How?
The killer had not just put the heart on there, there was a little note tucked into her shirt, and as you were bandaging her, you didn't realize the blood made it stick to you.
Legit.
And it says, I have a date with you. We'll be together forever. Tonight. As they have scheduled a date with the person you feel like. Would you like to run through the woods, Eric?
I also would, yes.
Get it, Eric. Get you some. Fabulous. All right, well, I'm just gonna give that to the rest of you. So, everyone makes it through, and you are bloody and tattered, and you can let everyone give you a nickname. Well, Mannheim, what is your nickname?
DM, don't knock over the tower.
Oh, so I thought you were gonna have
everyone. You have to
else.
Let everyone.
Yeah.
What nickname do you normally have for Eric Mannheim, former bully?
Oh, I've been calling him Nerdlinger since, like, 2002.
Out from the bushes crashes Nerdlinger and his hot date.
Nerdlinger, what's up? We found a dead guy, and then he died.
Well, I just saved an almost dead woman, and then she died.
And we almost died, too. So,
except we didn't, because I got running faster than you.
My hot CD, heat CD is okay.
I don't know how you know that, because apparently you left it at home, which I don't actually know how I know that.
I have six of them.
This is... Oh.
Well, of course, you have to have backups.
One of them is a remaster.
Is recorded on VHS, yeah?
Is recorded on VHS. Yes.
I don't
on yes. Yes, and?
How are you playing that in a car? I'm not really sure. How rich are you, buddy?
It's 2004. Everyone has a CD player. I got a 6-disc changer. I have to open the trunk, which, by the way, is on fire. And I can switch out up to 6 discs. Right now, I've got Jimmy Eat World. I've got Ixnay on the Ombre. I think I've got some Robert Miles for when things get steamy later. A little Dreamland. That's what we like, right, dude?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Okay, I thought that might be what we like.
Wait a minute. Oh, fuck! I just realized that my guitar is still in the car.
Would you like to try and retrieve your guitar? It's not quite a full blaze yet.
I am running down the hill to get to the car to rescue my guitar.
Awesome. Would everyone like to follow him or no?
Oh, yeah.
I'm staying up here.
Yes, I would love
to follow
him. I have
nothing to do with this.
All right. You run down the hill and get to the car. The fire has worked its way from the front of the car to the passenger seat. It's slowly working its way back where you have your guitar. You can pull a tile if you wish to open the door and get it out of the flames, or you can let it burn, as Usher says.
Far be it for me to question Usher, but I have got to save my guitar. I'm going to try to wrap my shirt around my hand, so it doesn't get burned while I'm opening the door, and then die for it.
All right, please pull a tile.
Pull it.
Just for your guitar, damn it.
Hey, it's important. It's important for the character.
Oh, that's a good tile to pull. I like a risky game.
You managed to get the guitar. You're so excited that you declare drinks are on you after the game.
So you score us basically really cheap beer, what you can get with fake ID.
Totally.
Totally.
Meanwhile, I am attempting to call 911 on old brick-like flip phone.
Your Nokia, which is in perfect shape, even after helping out someone dying and running through the forest. Nokia, the phone that lasts.
TM.
System Mastery, brought to you by Nokia.
I flip open phone and dial 911.
Do-do-do! I'm sorry, we can't make a call at this time.
That's a royal phone.
Well, yeah. You are in merry old England. Did I forget to mention that?
Oh, we're in the Norway district of England.
Yeah, you're in Little Norway.
Yeah, Little Norway.
I feel slightly royal, but only slightly.
Okay, I'm really good with computers. I'm gonna try and modify the antennas on her phone so that she can get signal out here. Because awesome. I'm assuming that's the problem.
Also, since we're in England, isn't the emergency number like
91253165?
3.4415.
It's in the IT crowd.
Yes. Okay.
So I dial 099 instead of 911.
No service available.
In English accent, please.
No service available. In English accent. Oi, mate! No service available! Pip, pip, cheerio! Hang up the phone now, Bob's your uncle!
Oh, man, the British. You guys are the worst.
Fucking British people. Terrible cell service.
You know, I give you the middle finger, but you know what, you're right.
Alright, I'm going to try and modify her phone so that it actually works out here.
You attempt to modify the phone.
Nope.
And are successful due to your crazy hacking skills.
Okay. Ta-da!
No tile necessary. However, you can't quite get the signal good enough to boost to getting to a cell tower. However, with your crazy hack skills, you turn the radio ability of the cell phone into being able to do a ham radio, and call for help using that.
Also, you've managed to eject that copy of Rift's Promise of Power. The Nokia N-Gage, brought to you by System Mastery.
But can it play Myst?
Probably.
So, you begin calling for help on your new cell ham radio. Cell ham, brought to you by System Mastery.
Normally, we here at System Mastery are proud buyers of ham, but today, we're selling it.
We're purveyors.
Did you want ham? Ham from jail? Try sell ham. So you begin calling out on the radio. You receive lots of static until you get one voice. Yeah, who's there?
Oh my god. Finally, my name is Eric Mannheim.
Tell them where we are.
We're on Lover's Lane somewhere. I don't know. I've never been out here before. And we don't have GPS in these phones.
And there are two dead bodies.
Yeah, there's a lot of dead people. I don't know what to do. Please help.
My guitar's okay, though.
Oh, thank God the guitar's okay. I was worried for a second you wouldn't get that out of the fire.
Wait. How did you know? I grabbed the phone. Wait. How did you know about fire?
Well, it's burning pretty bright.
Send help to fire! There are 4 teenagers in immediate peril and 2 dead bodies!
Don't worry. I'll be there shortly.
Wait, who is this?
Click!
Of course.
It's my cousin Click!
Oh, yeah. Yes, it's Click Dartmouth.
Yeah, of the Boston Clicks. We're gonna be fine, everybody.
I love how his legacy names are always all of first names.
Yeah, first name legacy only.
Yeah, you'd think with a last name like Dartmouth, but no, we're not famous for that at all.
Only famous for the Yanceys.
And, of course, I'm also of the Irish Holsets. From a famous long list of nicknames.
All right. Do you all want to stay here where the fire is, or try and make your way down Lover's Lane to try and get back to civilization?
I'm gonna get back to civilization. I'm not waiting for that asshole.
Going with my date.
I'm not gonna go out there without a weapon, he says, attempting to kick open the trunk.
All right. Attempt to kick open the trunk.
Oh.
Careful.
Danger.
Real Robertson.
Oh no.
Fabulous. Made it.
I've successfully kicked open the trunk.
All right. As you kick it open, you notice some jumper cables, a lot of dirty Playboys, and 15 more Hot Hot Heat CDs.
Oh, score! My BM, what the fuck was that thing called? That stupid Penny Album Club, BMC or something. Whatever that was. I remember the 2000s well. Everyone, weapon up. You can have some jumper cables or your guitar. I've got this tire iron, which I'm going to pass to one of you, and I'm going to keep this water polo ball, which I believe to be the best weapon of all.
I'll take the tire iron.
Perhaps you could sharpen the edges of these mini Hot Hot Heat CDs. Use them like throwing stars, like Xena, who is currently famous.
Oh, my soul.
I'm sticking with my guitar. Do you want to take these jumper cables?
I'll take jumper cables.
All right, well then I'm taking the Hot Hot Heat CDs. Shame to waste some Hot Hot Heat CDs.
I'm really curious as to how you're going to use these jumper cables. Like, do you spontaneously generate electricity yourself?
No, you are an idiot.
Okay.
Use this flail weapon or, in emergency case, AED. You know, start hard.
This still brings up the electricity problem, but I'm with you.
Straight people, am I right, bro?
They're so weird.
All right. You begin to make your way down Lover's Lane when you come across several trees across the road, and it looks like there's a lot of foliage been pushed over. Who could have pushed a tree into the road? It was clear when you came up here.
Oh my gosh. Guys, I think Mechagodzilla might be here.
Whoa.
What is that?
Mechagodzilla is a giant robot version of Godzilla, which was originally Gojira, a Japanese horror monster figure from the late 60s. By the way, my character is also a Godzilla nerd.
Oh, you mean Grossotila Dumbuyok?
Indeed, I do, yeah, that's what they call him in Russia. I'm sorry, I should have gotten that in the first place.
Dude, that is the nerdiest thing I have ever heard you say. I kind of like it. Also, I'm going to attempt to use my survival skill to try to figure out what pushed over these trees.
All right. As you can see, it looks like someone definitely used a tool. They wanted to make it look like it was pushed over, but from the scratches on the roots of the tree, it definitely looks like someone dug around it and wanted to push it over. As you inspect further on the tree to see what happened, you notice that both of the trees here have a little heart carved in them and some initials on them.
I recognize that heart! We saw it on trachea of that woman!
It's okay, Hivno. It's okay. It's okay.
But is it going to be okay?
Spoiler alert, it's not going to be okay.
I can only talk about right now, but right now it's okay.
But I saw that on victim previously. Clearly this is all conspiracy of...
The Valentine Killer. I'm gonna say it, I think we're all afraid to.
Not Mechagodzilla?
I'm not ruling Mechagodzilla out, but Mechagodzilla doesn't represent or recognize the traditional human heart symbol. It is not included in his databanks, as was established in Mechagodzilla.
I say we get away far away from this fallen trees as possible!
You hear a large crack, and a tree begins falling towards all of you.
Son of a bitch.
Most of you aren't quite in the path of it. Unfortunately, Eric is right underneath it.
Oh, God.
He's frozen with fear, and if you want to push him out of the way, you can do so.
It's probably cool. I think that was just my Uncle Crack.
Uncle Cracker? Yeah, I remember Uncle Cracker from the early 2000s.
I'm related to Uncle Cracker as well. And P.O.D.
What would you like to do? The choice is yours. Also, the power, remember?
It's still also from the early 2000s.
I'll cock back my water polo ball and launch a blistering skip shot across the ground, attempting to hit him square in the nards. As I remember from previous years, that's his weak point. If I can cause him to fall down, he'll fall out of the path of the tree.
Perfect.
Wow. Perfect. I've never been so happy to be bullied.
All right.
I'm only good at swimming, though. I was never
Yeah, unfortunately, your ball goes flying, does hit him square in the nuts. However, he just goes to his knees, and the tree is still falling down towards him.
All right, I'm gonna try to push him out of the way.
Careful.
Seems like, tactically speaking, we need as many people alive as we can at this point. You might need to hack something.
You were supposed to fall backwards, Nerlinger.
Get it.
Bottom's good
Get
stuff.
It. One hand. One hand. One hand.
You want that bottom. It's safe down there.
Oh.
That's so dangerous.
Oh, that's...
Woo!
Woo!
Fabulous. All right. So you managed to push Eric out of the way as the tree comes crashing down and scrapes along your back.
Oh,
not killing you, but tearing your shirt open.
Perfect.
Oh, man. Oh, I'm flexing. You can't see it. This is fascinating radio.
And you have scratches all down your back to get it right on. Hey, you're a crazy bitch, but you fuck so good I'm on top of it. I'm sorry, Buck Cherry showed up because it's the early 2000s.
Oh my god, dude, your back's all messed up and gorgeous.
Thanks, it's all this playing the guitar. But maybe I can get some medical attention.
Yeah, I'm sure she'll be able to get you some bandages. Bandages on your legs and your arms for you.
I am sure I do not need to reach into backpack for bandages. Just for superficial scratches.
Jeez, alright, fine, that's cool. I'll just...
You also, know. You happen to use all of your bandages up on the previous victim.
Yeah.
So you're just gonna have to let it bleed. Just bleed out.
Let it go. Can't take it anymore.
Too early. It's only the 2000s and the early 2000s.
Damn.
Let it bleed, was this a Slipknot joke?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Okay.
Yeah, that was it's that. Raining blood
it
now.
It was a Frozen joke, but now it is a Slipknot joke.
It's fucking Slayer. It's raining blood.
Hallelujah, it's raining blood.
Amen.
And, you hear a voice from where that tree just came down. Tell me, are you in love? A figure begins coming out of the mist.
We run! Get around the trees and fucking run.
She runs. I've got a water polo ball.
Not anymore. It hit his nards and flew off.
Dude, Paul!
You need to learn how to throw!
I hit you where I wanted to. You need to learn how to fall.
Unfortunately, Eric, having been hit in the nuts with a water polo ball, is gonna need some help running.
Alright, I do try to rescue my poor date.
Alright.
Carry him with me.
Get yourself a tile.
I just need a shoulder.
Just a shoulder to cry on. Get one hand.
Oh, one hand only.
Fine.
That's probably not the...
Oh.
Oh
no. Wait, they're set up in the same direction.
Oh, that's weird.
Oh.
Who cares?
You did it wrong!
Weird tower is weird.
I can do this with one hand.
You have to.
I'm doing it!
Get it done.
Get it.
Yay.
Got it.
Fabulous.
I did it. I saved my fucking date.
Good job.
For now.
You're pulling him along. He is definitely slowing you down, but not to the point where the figure following behind you is catching up.
What about the two people just fucking standing there?
Are you running?
Yeah, what about us? Where was our help?
Jeez,
am I supposed to put my shoulder on all three of you? Seriously, the Russian exchange is today.
I'm not going to argue.
Russia says de again. I'm not sure I can pull three tiles to save all of your asses.
Well,
all right.
Hang on. I think he was telling a story here.
So you run and pull him up and go. The two of you, you're trying to get all of the branches and everything off of Johnny. And as he is coming towards you, you hear him say, I was in love once. I didn't get that love. I'm gonna take it from you! And he lunges at you.
Oh, dude, bro, that's a sad story. Let me play a sad song for you, he says as he snatches the guitar off his back and takes a swing at the lunging figure.
Would you like to pull a tile?
Of course I would.
All right. So, You hit him El Kabong style with a guitar.
Kong!
Kabong!
No, my guitar!
I'll get you a new one. I'm so rich.
And a bloody, misshapen face comes from the wreckage of the guitar. I love you. And he grabs for you. Would you like to get out of the way?
Playing an experienced whole set in water polo has given me a tremendous range of skills with people grabbing at me, my Speedo, anything inside of there. It's really like Turkish wrestling, except with chlorine instead of olive oil. So as he reaches out for me, I'll spin to inside of his shoulder and then use my feet to push away from him, grabbing my date by the scruff of his neck and running.
All right, please pull a tile.
He put it back. Checking for appropriate tiles.
Come on, man.
Checking for the weak point.
Get it.
Which point won't fuck all of us.
Get you some.
Getting out of the way.
All right. Unfortunately, as you attempt to get out of the way of this killer, he does grab a hold of Johnny as you're trying to pull him away. You're going to need to pull another white block in order to actually get him free of that grasp. The tile was, pull another white block.
Oh, fuck.
You think you can stop me? No one stops me. No one stops the Wildcats.
And here we go again.
Goes for another. Taps it. Goes for the single-handed finger tap and removes safely, but it now looks precarious.
I haven't seen Jenga skills like that since the summer of 63.
Damn straight, John.
My name's not John, it's Eric.
I was going for the sports.
Water polo is a fall sport. Jenga's what I pick up for in the spring training season.
All right. You pull him from the madman's grasp and begin running. And you can hear him behind you yelling out your email address.
it's got to be a Yahoo address.
Yeah. It's at Hotmail. It's waterpolomaster69xx@hotmail.com.
I was getting my extracurriculars ready, bro. Of course everyone knows that. I ran for student body president last year. Fucking Jackie Overton beat me.
Jackie Overton. Terrible.
A girl
president.
I knew in high school. That's just why I popped up. Let's go. Don't even worry about it. Hi, Jackie.
Yes, I'm sure she listens. All right. So you manage to get away. You see lights in the distance, coming up.
Booking it for the lights.
Run towards those lights. They're getting closer. Ever closer. Closer.
I think that's a car.
Is it gonna
closer.
Stop?
Further.
Let's get out of the road!
Further away. Wait. Closer. Further. Closer. To the left.
To the right. To the front.
Sit down, stand up, fight, fight, fight! Wildcats!
I'll pull out my flare gun and alert them. I'm kidding, I do not have a flare gun.
That is true.
Yeah.
Alright, I'm going to run not in the middle of the road, but on the side of the road.
Good.
And wave my hands about, looking like a panicked, desperate teen.
Boop, boop!
Fantastic, a cop!
Jorgensen gets out of the cop car. What's going on here, you kids?
There is crazed murderer behind us, and he's killed two. I pass out. Fall into my date's arms.
Oh, God. I barely managed to catch her. She's kind of warm and soft.
Oh, God. I'm being felt up by
Nerdlinger.
But I did manage to say that there was a crazed killer and two bodies.
This is no time for jokes. You kids.
This isn't a joke. I saw a lady die with my own eyes. I'm not going to joke about that.
Clearly.
A dude got run over by my car.
Just admit to killing a man, son?
A dude got run over near my car by another car that wasn't there.
The car wasn't there that killed him?
Yeah, I'm standing by that. My dad's a judge.
Point is, please arrest us and get us out of here.
Wait, don't arrest us. We didn't do anything wrong!
I wouldn't mind being in the back of a police car. Wink.
Hey.
All right. That's it. I've had enough. Everyone into the police car.
I slowly regain my senses and climb into police car saying, Bloody trachea! Heart shape, no bandages! Murderer!
Yes, those are all bands I enjoy from Norway, but please, get into the cop car!
I am getting the fuck into the cop car!
I get a really bad feeling about this.
Yeah, me too.
I don't think we should do this. I'm gonna stand my ground.
What, you're gonna shoot the cop?
No! But I'm not gonna shoot his
deputy. Fuck the police!
Oh, so I see you're coming straight from the underground.
Correct!
I tap my
I'm dude. A high school student being offered a ride in a car. Shotgun?
I'm following Yancy.
Well, you two are in the car. Perhaps would either Eric or Johnny?
I'm staying out here. Yeah. I'm not going with this cop. He's a shady guy. Like, I get you're trying to do your job, but I don't feel safe.
Son, I do not have time to argue with you. You get in that car right now.
I'm gonna book it.
I'm gonna book it too. Book it into the woods.
I'm looking for signal again on my horrible old large Nokia phone sponsored by System Master.
As you go run into the woods, he begins chasing after you. He turns back to the car. You guys stay put. Damn it, kids! And he runs after you. As the two of you go chasing through the forest, you notice something shiny in your path? Pull a tile if you'd like to get out of the way of something shiny, or perhaps just keep running towards it.
I dropped one of my many CDs.
The hot heat is in front of you. The band. They're shiny. They're wearing shiny pants.
They're in a battle with the Reverend Horton Heat.
The hot Horton Heat. All right. Here, you can put that bag on top there.
I thought that was your job.
No.
Oh, technically, it's the player's job.
I've just been doing it because I'm an asshole.
And now that it's hard to do, also, it's our job.
Does Devin need to pull in, or just me?
Yep, you managed to get out of the way.
Okay.
We're seeing now if Johnny will.
Oh, shit!
This is a big, shiny thing.
Oh, God, it's gonna...
You got it.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, back in the car, you managed to get a bit of a signal, and oddly enough, the only thing that will go through is... a call to the third number in your mobile phone, which happens to be your parents. You should probably tell them thank you.
You need to post pictures of some of these tiles.
Wait, whose phone is this?
Your phone.
My phone.
Yes.
I am telling my parents thank you for shipping me to where the fuck?
The Ukraine? Yeah, the Ukraine district. Of and Norway Town.
Exactly where we are, and send help 099-911. Help, help, help.
Good. The phone dies. I mean, it wasn't creepy or anything. It just ran out of juice. It doesn't last very long. This is not a very good phone.
Early 2000s.
Yeah.
Cell phone battery, not so much.
However, both of you managed to duck the shiny thing. The police officer, not as lucky... as a razor wire goes right through his neck.
Oh, shit.
Decapitated, he slumps to the ground and falls over.
Had to have some fucking bodies.
Holy shit!
I'm stealing his keys.
Wait, did he leave the keys in the car, or does he have his keys?
Well, you can search the body if you'd like to stop for a bit.
I'm gonna search the body.
All right, go ahead and pull a tile to search the body.
Damn it, I was about to reach for the radio. Oh, God.
Kind of surprised we made it this far.
Me too! Careful.
No, we already took care of that.
All right.
Damn, what happens? He searches the body?
He finds the keys.
All right, I'm heading back to the car now. We've got the keys, we've got the car, we're getting the hell out of here.
Are we cutting back to Yancy and Ivanova?
Cutting back to the car.
I am desperately reaching for a radio. Hello, hello, come in.
Hello, this is Susan. Were you desperately seeking me?
Yes, desperately seeking help. Cop car, whatever this is. Wait, what?
Could you call my Aunt Caroline in the city?
I don't know. How sweet is she?
Just small-time girl living in lonely world? Anyway, we are calling for radio help.
This
cop car.
Not me, I'm trying to get the CD player to work.
Yancy!
As you reach Susan on the other line, unfortunately, Yancy, thinking this is the button for the radio, shuts off the police radio that you were just talking on.
It's a boring conversation anyway.
I whack him in the head with my 5-inch stiletto.
Wait, how's she been running in these heels?
Because horror movie.
Well, excuse, one of her skills is hot, so I haven't made her pull for that.
Also, she's a standard 26-year-old teenager that you get in any kind of movie. So
correct.
Yeah.
Fair.
Thank you for that, Jeff.
My pleasure.
So anyway, I'm attempting to radio, not particularly succeeding.
As you go to get the radio working, you notice two more figures coming out of the woods. They're
your companions. For guns. Sorry. Looking for guns in car.
Please don't shoot me.
There is one gun. A shotgun. However, I think Yancey called it.
I did, indeed. I called shotgun, and I have been attempting to fiddle with it for the past several minutes. Attempt to wrest the mounted shotgun, the tactical shotgun, from the center console of the police vehicle.
Great. Go ahead and pull a tile.
We have success.
This is one we've seen before, so I guess that's the second round of drinks on me in this case.
Yeah, because you managed to get a shotgun out, so drinks on you.
Hooray!
If we survive!
Alright, so you managed to get the shotgun out. Would you like to shoot at the figures running towards you?
No!
I'm going to shout a warning to the figures running towards us. Hey!
You shout out a warning. Warning!
Danger! Danger! High voltage!
I do shout out a warning. In fact, I shout it out loud.
Whoa, hey, it's us.
Yeah.
With this?
Yeah, they come bursting out from the mist, from the woods, hands up, cop blood all over them. Especially this one. Johnny covered in cop blood. You can tell it's cop blood, too.
Johnny covered in cop blood is one of my favorite movies from around the 2004 period.
Also, that's my fetish.
Good job, GM.
As I walk towards the car, got the keys, let's get out of here.
Alright, I'll just jump over the center console and insert myself in the driver's seat. I'm going to call shotgun for my date. Come on in, big guy.
Oh, hey. Tossing the keys.
As you are walking towards the car, from the other side of the car on the lane, steps that figure. The hooded, bloody figure that tried to grab you earlier. They're both coming towards the cop car on either side.
Oh, there's two. Oh, it's two people.
You have the two of them coming from one side, and then the maniac coming from the other side.
Does one look vaguely female-shaped?
No.
Damn it. Don't know which one is killer. One is Bloodhook killer, other one is perhaps victim?
I, in a noble act, will drop the keys on the driver's seat, shoot my date one final longing look, and then kick the door open and stand on the other side of the car, shotgun in hand.
All right. Do you make any sort of threats toward him, or just stand there with a shotgun?
Well, I'm giving myself a quick heroic stand moment.
Good.
So there's got to be a speech.
No, not really. Just standing there, shotgun out, and I bring it forward and point it at him. One more step, lover boy.
Damn it, I was trying to think of a lover boy song and I couldn't. It's Everybody's Working for the Weekend. There we go. Anyway,
you guys, get in!
I get in the car!
Yeah. I grab the car keys! I turn on the car and rev it immediately. Vroom.
Amazing. The car starts up, and no problem. The siren also begins going, as you've hit something when you started the car. The siren is blaring, lights are flashing, the man is moving towards you. The light kind of gets in your eyes, he makes a dash for you. With a slight blinding from the lights from the cop car going off, you're going to have to pull a tile if you want to accurately shoot.
Ooh, but it's a shotgun. I don't really want to accurately shoot at all. Alright. I will pull a tile. Get out of here! Drive!
Otherwise, I'm leaving his ass behind.
Alright.
No, it's a really good one for the story.
Okay.
He hands it... Oh, nope. He puts it right back on the top.
There we go.
Fingers trembling just slightly.
You manage to shoot. It hits the figure.
Ha! Gotcha!
They fall down. And the hood falls back. You notice, it's your classmate, Jimmy Peterson!
This wouldn't be the first time I've shot Jimmy Peterson, but it is the first time with a gun.
Huh.
What does that mean?
Oh, baby.
Rock out. So.
No! Jimmy!
He was planning on doing so much with his life. He was gonna eat world.
Oh. Well, then I've shamed us all.
But the door's kicked open, ready for you to get in.
I'm freaking out. I just shot my classmate.
Get in, man.
Come on,
go.
Get in, nerd.
Okay.
You noticed that he was also had his hands bound and there was duct tape over his mouth. He could not call out to you. And then the other figure, hood down, face misshapen, as you saw when he came from the guitar earlier, steps out and throws what can only be called a crudely made spear at you.
I attempt to drive car in front of spear so that it gets off the front fender.
All right, pull a tile. You do not have car drive skill as one of your skills.
Get it.
Come on, it's just a little Jenga. Just a little Jenga jam.
Please notice for the record that I'm giving him the middle finger.
I believe in you.
Yeah, get that top tile.
Yeah, take the tile right on the top.
Pick it up, put it back down. Done.
Wow, this game got real easy all of a sudden.
Oh, right,
just need a little lube to get going.
Come on, just finger it.
Shh, this is difficult.
Just work around the edges for a while first.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Just wait 5 minutes. We'll try again. This happens to lots of Jenga towers. Oh.
The whole damn thing just shifted.
I noticed.
No, just take that one. Just take the bottom support one. It's fine.
Oh, God.
One hand.
This is not going to end well.
It's one hand, but I'm working alternately with one hand or the other hand. Very meticulous process.
Does not look good for our hero.
This is the worst, world's worst Jenga thing. Oh, shit, I just adjusted the wrong one. Done! I saved that motherfucker.
And then she throws it and hits the tower and collapses.
Saved!
There you go, put that right back on top there. Fabulous. You have apparently showed everyone your special skills, which is driving a car.
Save the other character.
You hit Yancey, knocking him out of the way with the car. But it does have the spear only hitting the car instead of him. He is injured, but alive. You need to get him into the car, though. And having hit him with the car...
The door is still open. I'm driving the car. One of you motherfuckers, get him.
I'm jumping
out
to grab him.
Good.
All right, you jump out to grab him. That's good enough. No pull on that one. However... The killer is coming towards you now, hand brandishing a sick-looking hook.
John, no! Get back in the car!
So can I invoke the other dread rule about the tower?
Okay.
What is that rule?
He can, indeed, push the tower over, sacrificing himself for an action.
Don't do it!
Go, Wildcats!
Oh!
As you hoist Yancey up and push him into the car that is slowly moving and catching even more speed as it goes.
Johnny! You twink gorgeous bastard!
A hook slams into your back and pulls you away from the car. You are pulled away, your hands wet with cop blood. You are unable to hold on to your... I mean, not your love, really. This was a first date, but, you know, your like-like.
It was going somewhere, I think.
I mean, maybe.
More than like, more than average like. It is the early zeros.
Yeah, your crush, your true crush, slips from your hands. You just weren't hot. You hung enough? What? You just weren't strong enough. And they looked like such strong hands.
Seriously.
Somehow I'm not quite as sad as I was a second ago.
And then you sink into the swamp of sorrow.
There we go. Oh, man.
So the epic last stand that was originally going to go to Yancey ended up going to Johnny, the twink hero.
As you drive off in a cop's car down Lover's Lane, the memory of Johnny's heroic sacrifice and the terror in his eyes as he was pulled from you will haunt you forever, Yancey.
Not really. I'm really way more concerned about how I personally killed a classmate.
Will haunt you forever, Yancey.
Oh, okay.
Yes, and.
All right. Yes, and I killed one of my classmates.
You did. It was real fucked up. You might go to jail for that, man.
No, probably not.
No, that's true. Your dad is a judge.
One of my powers is rich.
Oh, that's true. With the rich power, you don't go to jail.
And I would corroborate his story with the hot skill.
True. Good witness skills. Being hot. So,
DM, how did we survive your story?
So, all of you managed to make it back into town, and all of you find the other cop, because there's only one other cop in town.
Yeah.
Bjergensen. You tell him the story, and they go up to find the body. They never do find Johnny, though. They find the others. The woman with the carving, the man under the car, all of them found. The classmate that you killed that will definitely follow you for the rest of your life. Also, the memory of Johnny pulled from you.
Yeah, those things are probably going to follow me for the rest of my life, but I did hear that the Hot Hot Heat have a new album coming out next year.
A balm for the wounded soul. And so, the murders of this Valentine's night.
Murder?
Murders.
No, there were like four.
Yeah, a lot of people died. Yeah, like a lot. Just not you. You managed to survive.
There was like a cop.
Okay, that Jenga tower was really masterfully handled. That last silence in which I was masterfully handling it with one hand and then the other hand and one hand and the other hand. It was very precarious. We were trying.
Wait, are we still talking about Jenga towers at this point?
One hand, the other hand.
Well, I certainly wasn't talking about your tower.
Oh Eric. Still in character.
Still a virgin.
So yes, that night ends up haunting you for a bit, but years go by, you all go to college together as newfound great friends. Every one of you, just the best of friends, until one February 14th, 5 years later. A note arrives on your door.
That'd be my door. He's looking at me.
Addressed to Yancey.
Well, I'm glad it wasn't on someone else's door then.
No, he had to put it on a few before he got to yours.
Also, there were notes on everyone else's door.
You see a lot of notes
to Yancey. And we're like, we're not Yancey.
He knew the floor, but that was it. Also, it's 5 years later, and you're still in college because you're kind of a fuck-up.
Well, also, it's taken forever for him to get this note to me because they keep giving it to Yancey Dartmouth, but I'm actually going to Yale, and so it's been being delivered to Dartmouth over and over again.
And the note is a picture of Johnny, and it says, "I'll always love you." And then a hook comes out from nowhere!
Da-da-da!
And that is Dread. Thank you so much for listening to our play of Love Jenga Dread. If you'd like some more live play, any of these contents, you can always support us on Patreon. It lets us do a little side projects, the stuff that we don't normally do. And you can find all of our normal projects on SystemMasteryPodcast.com. Go ahead and follow us on Twitter and Facebook and Reddit and MySpace and fucking Friendster.
Wow.
And
everything that was mentioned in this podcast from the early 90s.
Please go back to 2004 and find us.
Well, I think the College Club was the one that got the reference. And that's long dead.
So go ahead and enjoy System Mastery on any of these fine formats.
Yeah, we've got a Tumblr.
Yeah, you can tumble at us.
Yeah, Pinterest. We do
yeah,
a Pinterest.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you have a Pinterest?
Probably.
We pinned absolutely nothing.
Don't you get one of those automatically if you have a Google profile? I always forget.
No, that's how you get a YouTube.
That's right. Yeah, okay.
The thing that you hate.
So, thank you so much for listening. We'll seal the deal later on Dread.